Okay, youth and those who work with youth, New York Sea Grant is requesting proposals for projects that engage youth under the age of 21 when it comes to local watershed challenges. What did we learn a watershed is, Ted?
That's where my dad threatened to take me if I misbehaved.
It's actually an area of land.
Oh, no, that's the woodshed. I'm thinking of the woodshed.
An area of land that drains or sheds into a body of water.
Aha!
So every body of water has a watershed.
Okay.
The things we learn, right?
Yeah, really.
Well, these challenges, if you can put together a project for local watershed challenges, you have an opportunity to receive a grant of up to $25,000 to make it happen. Dave White is New York Sea Grant's coastal recreation and tourism specialist. He explains kind of what type of projects they're looking for.
What are challenging our watersheds? You know, what are some of the water quality issues? What are some of the invasive species issues? What are some of the resiliency climate change issues? What are some of the access recreation tourism issues? So when we think, you know, and again, it's watershed wide. So it's not just the lakeland interface along Erie, Ontario, Niagara, or St. Lawrence rivers. You know, it's the entire watershed, which includes Onondaga Lake, Oneida Lake, the Finger Lake. Onondaga Lake or Oneida Lake are the little lake, in this case, to the Big Lake, Ontario. But they're connected. You know, so things that happen in Onondaga or on Oneida Lake or Cross Lake, Finger Lakes, they then impact the Great Lakes, Lake Ontario.
How about Lake Robbins, which is located on your property?
Well, it's a pond.
Oh, it's
I do
pond.
Have a watershed, though, it turns out, once I had to look up what watershed is. But, you know, I know this sounds like very complex, but those that are into that kind of thing.
Sure.
And you have to engage youth from beginning to end. That's what the kind of unique project is. You can get up to $25,000 grant to complete it. And, you know, so we say, oh, good God, that's why we're in radio. You look at that science fair that we went and judged a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
It was a middle school science fair. And these kids are absolutely amazing with the ideas that they create.
If
it's something that, you know, let's say you teach a class where the kids would be into putting together
this would be like a great earth science project, right?
See? Or municipality. I mean, it's just that it's got to engage kids that are working from beginning to end. And what's really neat, I think, is once they choose those that receive the grants, we're actually going to see it happen.
Wow.
So, you know, again, us from beginning to end. But the link to find out more, the deadline is the end of this month, April 30th. So I was trying to give you some time. We're actually, the entire interview with Dave White is going to be on our public affairs program this coming Sunday if you want to hear more.
Nice.
All right.
Okay. Very good.
That's why we're in radio, because I'm thinking, well, I could plant some trees.
Me mistaking the watershed for the woodshed where Dad used to threaten to take me.
That's probably not a good sign that you should be in charge there.
It's true.
Yeah.